News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border with Mexico has led to protests across the country today. Amanda Gonzalez with Common Cause in Denver says the nation is better than this.
I know that because people power is what makes our democracy better. And you all came out in the snow and the cold to show that racism and the abuse of power is wrong.
The protesters are demanding Congress take action to block the declaration. A White House advisor says Trump is prepared to issue the first veto of this term if Congress passes such a resolution. Attorneys general in 12 states, including California and the ACLU, say they are going to sue the president. An Illinois city is the latest to mourn people killed in a mass shooting. Ed Donahue has more.
The names of the victims were read.
Clayton Parks.
There were moments of silence.
Trevor Weiner.
An employee who was about to be fired opened fire at the warehouse, killing five co-workers. The gunman died in a shootout with police. Illinois Democratic Congressman Sean Casten said the Aurora shooting shows the need again for a change in gun laws.
There are going to be people who say don't politicize this moment. Please do. Politicize it, because we're not going to change anything unless we politicize this and talk about it, because we're not doing enough right now.
The warehouse won't reopen until next week, but its doors will be open to support workers. I'm Ed Donahue.
Four people, including children, are dead in a shooting at a property near a small town north of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Kent County Sheriff Michelle LaJoy Young says someone discovered the bodies and called 911. She didn't say how many of the victims are children, adding it was a horrific thing to be called to. North Carolina's elections chief says a political operative who rounded up votes for a Republican running for Congress last year conducted an illegal and well-funded ballot harvesting operation. This is AP Radio News. West Virginia teachers' unions going on strike tomorrow in protest of a pending education bill they see as retaliation for a 9-day walkout last year in which the teachers won a 5% pay raise. The state legislature has passed an education bill. Another is pending in the state Senate. It would allow for up to 7 charter schools in West Virginia and education savings accounts for parents to pay for private school. Amazon is going greener. The AP Shelley Adler has details.
In an effort to help with the environment, Amazon has announced plans to make half of all its shipments carbon neutral by 2030. To get to that goal, the online retail giant says it will use more renewable energy like solar power, have more packages delivered in electric vans, and push suppliers to remake their packaging. McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and other big companies that generate plenty of waste have announced similar plans, hoping to appeal to customers concerned about the environment. I'm Shelley Adler.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.